think. Here, let me get those things off of you.
I'm so glad you finally woke up. I was really starting to worry about how much Ambien I dosed you with. How was the audio? I wanted you to wake up to something nice and peaceful, and I know it's one of your favorites. I mean, you still look pretty terrified, but I'm sure it helped. After all, I was right deciding not to gag you. You haven't even tried to scream for help yet. Look at you. Such a well-behaved little pet. What's wrong, sweetie? You look confused. Who am I? That's a pretty dumb question. Of course you know who I am, silly. Just listen to my voice. You really need me to spell it out? It's me! D.A. Dangerous ASMR. That's right! D.A., your favorite audio roleplay creator. I bet you feel pretty silly now, huh? What am I doing here? I'm here for you, you sweet little sugar muffin. You've been listening to me for so long, been subscribed to my Patreon, and you've submitted loads of scripts. I keep performing them because they are all so fucking good. What don't you understand? You're my favorite. My favorite fan, and especially my favorite writer. People send me stuff all the time. Comments, messages, scripts, unsolicited dick pics. It's completely overwhelming. That's why I almost never actually read or respond to emails, except when I'm trolling sponsors. But yours are different. Your comments are so sweet and thoughtful. You write such eloquent and heartfelt messages when you send me something, and your writing, it is just so fucking good. The characters have so much depth and personality. I can feel their fears and desires. Even the listener character. All those little notes for direction in between lines. They read like the most gorgeous prose I've ever seen. It's like you're flirting with me through every verse. And it makes me fucking swoon. Oh, don't you be coy. I know exactly how you feel. You love me, and just never had the courage to say so. But I can feel it in your work, crying out for me. Every single script is a love letter. Every sentence of dialogue is a little prayer for me to notice you, to see you, to feel you, and I can. I feel your affection pumping through my fucking veins. It's okay, sweetheart. It isn't parasocial if I reciprocate. That's easy, sweetie. I've known where you lived for plenty of time now. I've just been trying to find the confidence to come get you. You're not the only one who can be a little shy. It was simple. It took me like a day. It was unbelievably easy to find someone on the internet who could hack you and find your IP address, but that wasn't enough for me. I got the works. They installed a shit ton of spyware on your computer and your phone, too, so I could check where you were and what you were up to every minute of the day. Only the best for my baby. I had them jailbreak your Google account, too, so I could watch you type out each word in a new script. I've read them all. The ones you sent me. The ones you never finished. The ones you were too afraid to send me. And even the smutty ones. I know I never performed those, but when you sent them to me, I fucking devoured them. I even have them printed out and scattered around my house. I couldn't do them, because I could never bring myself to share them with anyone else. You wrote such sensual content for me. I would never let anyone else see a single fucking letter. No one else deserves it but me. I just know in my bones that you really, truly understand me. And I understand you, baby. We just mesh together so perfectly. Like, you are my artist, and I'm your muse. We were made for each other. You were made for me. I just know that you feel the same way. I've seen it. I have full access to your computer, remember? Do you have any idea how many times I've gotten off? Watching you get off? Listening to me? God, it's just so fucking romantic. Well, I was willing to just, you know, settle for stalking you at a distance, accepting personal boundaries and all that, letting you live your normal life, blah, blah, blah. But eventually, watching you so close for so long, it just got more painful that I couldn't reach out and touch you. Especially when you cheated on me. Oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I make so much wonderful content for you. Two normal and one patron exclusive audio every single week. But that just wasn't enough for you. I would keep checking in on you and find you listening to some other fucking ASMR sluts. Looking to those other disgusting whores for story and artificial affection, when my affection was real. It was bad enough when you were beating it to other girls NSFW audios, but I could forgive that. Even when you subscribed to the Patreons. I understood. You are an artist. You need space to roam and grow and be inspired. Even if it wasn't me. It got so much worse. Some nights, I had to watch you listen to someone else for sleep aid. Watching someone else give you comfort, ease you off to sleep, make you feel warmth in your heart, all coming from other girls, then that is my fucking job. I'm the only one who should be giving you positive affirmations. I'm the one whose chest you should be pretending to sleep on. I'm the only one who should be telling you how special you are and making you feel loved. Not those fucking whores. I made the third humming on headpads just for you. They don't appreciate you like I do. They don't know you like I do. Love you like I do. But it's okay now. You didn't know how much I cared and how much I valued you. You didn't know how loved you were, how understood you were. But it's okay. I'm here now. I'm here to give such an unbearably talented author like you all the love and affection you could ever dream of. I'm gonna take you home with me. I've got a nice place and a desk for you in my office to write on, and even another separate room for doing whatever the fuck you want. It could be your little private writing space, or it could be a gaming setup, anything but a bedroom. There's no point in that since you'll be sharing a bed with me from now on. I can more than afford to take care of you and buy you anything and everything you could ever want. You just have to keep making such wonderful stories, and I'll do my best to bring them to life. Oh, don't play hard to get, baby. I know you want this. That's not even crazy stalker brain talking. I know your favorite audios. The ones you keep coming back to time after time. And I know the ones you've written for me. There is nothing in the fucking world you want more than for some sweet, soft, strong mommy to take care of you. To claim you. Own you. And you, my sweet and snuggly author, are owned now. I know your every fantasy, your dreams, even your kinks. I know the secrets and desires you've never told another woman. And baby, we are going to do every single one of them. Even if I have to tie you down to do it. Uh-huh. Especially that one. I knew that would be the first thing you thought of. So what do you say, baby? Are you ready to come home with Mama Dangerous? Or do I need to get more Ambien? I knew you'd say yes. I told you. Do I fucking know you or what? I'm so glad you want this as much as I do. Although I was kind of looking forward to tying you up and edging you till your brain snapped in half if you fought back. But hey, now I don't have to wait until nightfall to drag you out to the U-Haul truck I got us. Oh my god, we are going to be the greatest fucking ASMR tag team the world will ever see. Come on, baby, let's get all your stuff packed up. I'm taking you home.